Wiretaps against the but it has probable cause at the time for a wiretap of eligible offense. What the Patriot Act did is it made global wiretaps available to intelligence investigations supervised by the Superintelligence Court without the conditions safeguards of the wiretap exception. The President, I'm not a lawyer, so it's kind of hard for me to kind of get involved here in the law. I'm not going to play like that either. The way I view it is I can just put it in simple terms. The one part of the FBI can tell the other part of the FBI vital information to the law, and the CIA to the FBI can stop. The truth, the CIA and the FBI could stop and did. As Janet Reno wrote in the testimony before the 9/11 decision, there are simply no walls or restrictions on sharing the vast majority of counterterrorism information. There are no legal restrictions at all on the ability of the members of the intelligence community to share intelligence information with each other. With respect to sharing between intelligence investigators and criminal investigators, information learned as a result of physical surveillance or from confidential informants can be legally shared without restriction. While there were restrictions placed on the information gathered by criminal investigators as a result of grand jury investigations, like Title II wiretaps, they did not prove to be serious impediments since there was a very significant information that was not shared. The President. Firstly, to give you an example of what we're talking about, there's something called delayed notification services. We could use these against terrorists, of course, we do that. So we could use them against states. The truth, however, is that delayed notification or so called secret search warrants were never limited to games. The Circuit Court didn't authorize them in limited circumstances prior to the Patriot Act, did not limit the warrant to the investigation of games. In fact, terrorism espionage investigators did not necessarily have to go to the criminal court for a covert search. They could do so with even fewer safeguards against abuse by going to a top secret foreign intelligence court in Washington. The criminal secret warrant, as a potential argument for prosecutors. If notice would delay prosecution or jeopardize an investigation, the type of secret search warrant might be easier to obtain. The President's use of secret statement clearly demonstrates that the Patriot Act is not limited to terrorism. In fact, many of the laws extended authorities can clearly be used to apply to foreign terrorism. The President also stated that judges need greater authority to deny bail to terrorists. The truth, however, is that the new presumptive detention that the President is proposing takes judicial authority away from the bail process. The presumption to take away the prosecution's burden is showing that the accused is a danger to the plaintiff and instead puts it on the accused. We watched the President and the Vice President's statement about the Patriot Act very closely, said Laura Murphy, the director of the Washington Office of Judicial Review. But the White House is clearly fighting to lose the defensive battle for the Patriot Act. The White House is also clearly attempting to silence their critics within the Republican Party, who believe that the Patriot Act went too far, to be added. Also, U.S. Army Brigade General Edwin Patch Cook has joined with the American Civil Liberties Union, the civil libertarians across the political spectrum, in opposing current draconian measures to change the Patriot Act. Brigadier General Cook also called on members of Congress to support the SAFE Act, a measure that will bolster civil liberties protection while enhancing law enforcement protection. Even in our darkest hours, we can deal with enemies to safeguard our shores without regarding the basic rights of Americans, said Cook, a Vietnam veteran. You'll just listen to Radio Newsweek. This information has been provided by the American Library Association to the American Civil Liberties Union. At our studio in Madrid on June 4, 2004.